We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
To Knicks Nation, another episode of Knicks Fan TV Live with breaking news. Julius Randle has entered the NBA's health and safety protocol. Can't make it up, JD, man. After a night like last night, going at it, Hatfield and McCoy's over Tibbs, over Julius. Another chapter being written in the saga of the Knicks 2021-22 season. Not surprising, bro, that this thing has ravaged the team. It's made its rounds. All the young players had it. You have Noel being the most recent player, and now you have Julius. You know, not surprising at all. A lot of people want to speculate around the timing of this. I don't believe that. I mean, if he has it, he has it. You know, you wish him well and hope for a speedy recovery. But again, just the timing is just very coincidental, man. What are you thinking right now?
Well, the first thing is, you know, obviously with the human side to it, there's a real life side to this,
yeah.
And so you definitely want to wish him well. This is a father, someone that's going to a home, to a family. So when you know, you're around these things is also the safety of others. So you hope that he's okay. Mm-hmm. You hope that he gets back healthy and you know, comes back hopefully strong as a stronger player from this. As far as how it affects the team and the timing of it, it is interesting with everything that's been going on recently. You heard the comments by Tibbs yesterday saying that he was nicked up. What's interesting even about that comment is I believe these players are tested every day. So
it's more rapid testing. Yeah.
Yeah. Is the nicked up thing, you know, in regards to something else, an ailment, another injury that he may be undisclosed injury that he may be facing. So that's interesting as well as, but like you said, you go around the league, man. I mean, a lot of these superstar players, Bradley Beal, Karl-Anthony Towns, like a lot of these players for teams that were playing well, boom, you know, player goes into health and safety protocols. So it's one of those things where it feels like eventually everyone is going to be a part of that process in the NBA just because of how it's going around. And because the league also wants to continue to play games, which is going to continue to put players at risk. So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't, I'm not buying some of the wild theories on Nick's Twitter today.
It's
crazy.
It's ridiculous.
But as we move forward, CP, there's another layer to this, and that is the possible potential opportunity now that this will give the team. I think it's okay to feel excited about that because I'm excited about that. And to be honest, the only reason why I'm excited about that is because of the head coach that we have, right? The head coach that we have has managed the team and the substitution patterns and the minutes distribution in a way that many haven't been really in agreeance with. So now it kind of forces Tom Thibodeau to make some adjustments. And as we have kept preaching this season, to play the kids.
Play the kids, man. Play the kids. And as you said, obviously, you wish this on no one, but it's another opportunity, another forcing of Tibbs's hand, if you will, for us to get at least a little bit of an extended view of our younger players. You got to figure Obi Toppin slides into the starting lineup now. So now you're going with a starting lineup.
Are you sure about that with Tibbs?
or is it Taj? are we going with Taj at the four?
It wouldn't surprise me.
You know, we go with Taj at the four. Hey, you never know, man. But I got to think that, you know, we go Kemba. How long is Fournier out with the ankle injury? Is it Kemba, RJ, Grimes, Obi, and Mitch? And look, I mean, if that is the case, I think the potential is very intriguing. You know, you gotta figure that the pace quickens. You now have Grimes, Obi, RJ, Mitch, guys that can get out on the boards. And you know, if it's Grimes, if it's RJ, if it's Obi, you know, pushing the pace up a little bit, getting it out on the break. That should be interesting. We'll see what happens defensively. Can they force a little bit more turnovers, get more active hands out there, and get going in transition? You know, especially the RJ and Obi pairing, I like that. So I think the lineup is going to be interesting, man. You know, will Kevin Knox slide up into the rotation now? Does Knox get free as a result of this? Looking at the schedule, we have so now remember the COVID protocol. Now he either has to have two negative tests back to back before he can come back, or be isolated for 6 days rather than 10. They just changed it from 10 days down to 6 just a few days ago. So if we're starting from today, right, today being Thursday, you have Friday in Oklahoma City, Sunday at Toronto, Tuesday at versus Indiana versus the Pacers, and then Thursday versus Boston, Thursday, Saturday back-to-back against Boston. So you figure he misses those games, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you figure...
And then the ramp-up game that everyone's kind of going by.
Right,
now.
The conditioning. So you figure... He comes back maybe the 8th, Saturday the 8th at Boston.
So that one on San Antonio.
Or maybe San Antonio. So that gives you about 4 to 5 games with this new look lineup.
It's going to be interesting now because it's strange because I kind of feel like, in a weird way, that there may be a little bit of pressure on Obi now,
sure.
Because there's been so much of buildup to want to see him play, a lot, that he's kind of now forced into that role.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it's in the way that many of us, obviously not in the way that many of us expected. And I don't know if it's in the way that would be the most productive for him, because I think he now understands, like, boom, woke up today.
Spotlight's yours.
Spotlight's yours now, right?
Spotlight and within yours,
that,
bro.
That potential 4 or 5 game stretch, you're talking about 3 national TV games as well. You know, so he just has to be measured. He has to relax and just go with the flow and continue to be the active and energy player. I think it'll play itself out because he's with a good group. He's with a good, nice young group with energy. We've got a lot of players back, mm-hmm. with McBride coming back. So I think this will be a nice learning experience for him. The interesting thing that I'm looking forward to is how does Tibbs adjust? What type of offense are we going to run?
Right.
Is it going to be you know, through the forwards. Fournier comes back with RJ. Mm-hmm. Alec Burks. Does Alec Burks now take that lead role late game situations? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be through the guards? And how do we look? So that's what I'm looking for. How are we going to play? And then seeing what type of stretch we have as a team. Because, I mean, the Randle news is unfortunate. But as we move forward, you know, this team is still trying to compete and win games. So that's always going to be the goal.
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, obviously you'll see Kemba running more offense out there if he can, but also RJ, which I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm always looking forward to seeing RJ from a playmaking standpoint. We saw a lot more of that last night. You know, we saw him getting involved early last night. Now he's got OB, he's got Mitch out there running and pick and rolls. You can run a little OB and Kemba pick and pop, pick and rolls that you were running. You know, they were running a lot more of those, you know, double screen pop outs for Julius. Does OB get a little bit of that? You know, do we test him out a little bit from beyond the arc, from the mid-range? You know, he's been struggling a little bit with his shot, but those could be potential opportunities as well. So, going to be very interesting. And we saw last night, you know, you mentioned that three-guard rotation last night of IQ, McBride, and Burks. Could potentially see more of that if Fournier continues to miss a little bit more time with the ankle. You know, those three coming off the bench, and you're probably going to see, you know, Taj with that group if he's going 9, maybe Kev if he's going 10. Or maybe by that time, Sims is back. You know, Sims and Noel could be on the way back as well.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. So it's they may go to that rotation regardless of if Fournier is back or not, just because of how good they looked.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
At this point, without Randle, I think Tom Thibodeau is going to be a lot of you know, eyes on him, because now we get to see kind of you know, an opportunity to see how he coaches, how he manages, what is his substitution pattern is going to look like. He doesn't have the alpha. He doesn't have his top player for 35 to 38 minutes. So how does Tom Thibodeau now look as a head coach of a different, you know, look of a team? Because I think they'll look differently offensively just because of the personnel and the obvious differences between him and Obi as players.
Yeah.
I think you're going to look a different, you're going to look at a different team. How does Tom Thibodeau mix in with that? And as we mentioned, whether it's Knox, whether it's, you know, Taj, Sims is coming back. what does Tom Thibodeau feel is going to be the best rotation for this team in this important stretch? Mm-hmm. We can't forget the Knicks are in the middle of a playoff push here. You know,
yeah.
They might be the sixth seed by the end of this week, you know, or they might not. So this is still, you know, an interesting and very important week. And it's the funny thing about it is they're on a winning streak, but kind of doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, doesn't feel like, especially after last night, man. I woke up this morning, my Twitter mentions is blowing up. I got Robert Randolph coming at me crazy, bro. Me and my guy from Friday Night Knicks catching
Friday
some static.
Nights.
Yeah, me and my guy from Friday Night Knicks, we always catch a little bit of static here and there, man, when our paths cross. You know what I'm saying? So I had to give him a little of that action this morning. Didn't even eat my cereal yet, man. My man was going at me sideways, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Last show was definitely epic. And, you know, all eyes are on the Knicks. All eyes are on Knicks Fan TV. And that can't be a bad thing. So,
I mean, look, you know, he's talking about all the fans are complaining. My whole standpoint is everything we said last night about effort and accountability was echoed on the MSG telecast and postgame show. In their MSG buttoned up way. You understand what I'm saying? We said the same exact thing, but all of a sudden, we're to blame because we're overly critical. Meanwhile, they said the same exact thing last night.
How about Mike Breen?
Yeah.
The legend. Mike Breen, forget the post game, which is after the game. Mike Breen in games is throwing his little, as you said, button up subliminal criticism of the way, you know, Randall or the Knicks were playing. And this is going back, dating back to a few games now in this stretch, in this winning streak. So I think sometimes, and for the most part, when teams are winning, you know, the nice saying, a win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
I am always on board with that for the most part. But the difference between this portion of the way the Knicks are playing is it's on both sides. It's the team, us, the way we're playing in combination with the level of competition that we're playing.
Right.
Like you're talking about, people are making jokes, but it's right. We're playing literally G League teams.
Yeah.
For the most part. And for you to play that way, it's just not, it's not encouraging. Also, I mean, let's face it, when your best player is not playing that way, the Knicks expectations this year is different because of last year.
Right.
So you're always looking ahead at, okay, can the way they're playing today, is this a sustainable way of winning?
Exactly.
And it's not.
Exactly. That's why you can't say a win is a win, bro. I mean, yes, in certain respects you can, but as you say, as you look forward, you're always looking to see, okay, is this win indicative of what this team can do down the road? And what you saw last night, this team, it looks like a team that may not make it, or if they make it, they get washed.
Bro, if the Pistons, forget saying, well, you know, because a lot of the obvious examples would be, well, if last night they played, you know, the Hawks, or if they played the Nets, or if they played the Bucks, they would have lost. Forget that. If last night they would have played the rosters, the Pistons full roster, they probably would have lost.
They might not have made it.
Forget any other team. Right. The Pistons themselves, if they would have had Cade and Jeremy Grant and all the other players, you know, Corey Joseph, they probably could have lost last night against the Pistons the way they played. So I think people have to take everything into account when you know we're out here evaluating the performance of the team on a nightly basis.
No doubt about it, man. So we'll see what happens as this thing goes forward. As we said, Knicks continue on the road tomorrow night in OKC. Then we have at Toronto Sunday, big game. You know, we want a revenge there. That's a big one. That's going to be a tough one without Julius, obviously. So we'll have to see how that new look lineup contends with that Raptors team. Then versus the Pacers, always a tough matchup. Versus Boston, always a tough matchup. Then at Boston. So does he come back at Boston? Does he come back home against the Spurs? Time will tell, man.
And I. Also, what's the conversation going to be like in a week from now, depending on how this team plays? You know, this team goes out there now and they look good. The tempo goes up. The energy goes up. you know, what does that do to the conversation of the future of this franchise? And you know, how Julius fares into that. Now, what I'm hoping, just because, you know, I'm at the end of the day, I'm a Knicks fan. I support everybody that's on the team, mm-hmm. right? Like, I want every player on this team to do well. So what I'm hoping from Julius, and on the basketball side, on the real life side, obviously, mm-hmm. that he gets healthy and he's fine. On the basketball side, I hope that the Knicks actually do play well, so that maybe he can take this time to decompress, you know, see how the Knicks play from afar. And maybe when he comes back, he comes back better as a mentally as a player, and he can fit in. And maybe this is an opportunity here that we need to kind of shift a little bit of the way that we're playing offensively. And maybe that encourages Tibbs to do so. Because I think with Tibbs, it's hard for him to pivot from one night to the next. I think he needs to see the sample size. Right. Yeah, like Grimes, he saw the sample size. He was forced to put him in. McBride, he saw a little bit of the sample size. McBride comes back last night. He plays. Mm-hmm. So I think Tibbs needs to see it for him to actually buy in. So this is now the opportunity for the Knicks to either, you know, have a guard centric offense or run it more to the wings. And maybe when Julius comes back, it's easier to sell it to Julius. Hey, just come in and fit right in now. Let's try to move the ball a little bit better and let's see if we can win some more games.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be up to the supporting cast, and it's up to that supporting cast to make Obi look better. You know, don't expect Obi just to run in and assume the same role that Julius had or you know, increase his usage like that. Obi's going to come in and fill right in as a role player right now. You just got to hope that they put him in position to succeed, and that's quickening the pace, getting out and running in transition, and running some pick and roll, run some pick and pops with him, let him get into a rhythm and see how his shot is looking early. And I think, you know, between Kemba, between RJ, obviously Fournier, IQ Burks, they're going to be responsible for generating a lot of offense on this team. So they got to make sure that ball is moving, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPJD just breaking the news. Julius Randle has entered into the COVID protocols. I want to shout out the two super chats that have come in. Shout out Iconic TV. He says, only explanation for Tibbs not holding Julius accountable is that he knows his player. I believe that he knows that Julius is a mental mission, and once he loses him, he'll never recover. Taj plays 50 minutes. Shout out Iconic TV. And shout out Reading Boys. $5 super chat. He says, oh man, we got to start Obi now. I'm so angry. LOL. Shout out Aaron Vasquez. Aaron, not cool. What's good, man? He says, Jew Bledsoe and top Brady. Jew Bledsoe, top Brady. Shout out Aaron, man. JD, any last thoughts before we wrap up?
I think, you know, looking forward is RJ's time to step up. I think he's first. I know the a lot of the attention initially is going to be Obi because he's the easy boom, insert him right into the starting lineup. But I think it's RJ's time to, you know, hopefully get some playmaking opportunities and see, you know, he did have 15.7 rebounds last night. So hoping he can build on that. I know the plus minus wasn't positive, but I think it was also part of the starting unit.
The overall unit, yeah. I thought he was active last night. I thought he had some positives last night.
I think during the stretch, you may see, because Randall's not there, you may see the value of missing Derrick Rose, especially with Obi starting. If Kemba's going to be with him, you may see some of that Derrick Rose missing him here. And let's temper our expectations a little bit of Obi. Expecting him to come in now and drop, right, you know, 20-8 or something, because he's probably going to get 30 minutes. I'm just looking for him to continue to grow and build confidence. And let's hope we finish the week strong. You know, we have two more games on the road, and hopefully they step up and play better. I think you will see your energy shift, and I think it'll be glaring to see that. So, you know, it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow indeed, man. And bro, if you don't come on tomorrow, man, have a happy new year. All the best in 2022. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Just a quick show, quick live right now, man. Once again, Julius Randle has entered the COVID protocols. I definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. Go back and check out last night's show, man. Last night's show was highly contentious, but we had a good show. Definitely had some good callers in there and, you know, fans venting their frustration. And catch up on some more Knicks Fan TV content, man. We have a ton of content, ton of interviews, a fantastic Voyage documentary, State of the Knicks, CP's appearance on WFAN. So we got a lot of content you guys can catch up on to take you into the new year. And we will see you guys tomorrow night. Knicks versus Thunder. New Year's Eve matchup. Let's see if we can get on a four-game winning streak. 800-plus people here at lunchtime hour, JD. Shout out Papa Left, Fight Out Super Chat. He says that little KFTV slander is trash. Polarizing takes with a literal segment called Battle of the Fans. Yeah. Battle of the Fans, man. Battle it out. We are fans. We are allowed to express our emotions and our opinions. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's nothing.
And remember, toxic. There's a reason. There's a reason why Knicks Fan TV is the number one show for the fans, yeah, by the fans. So
that's a fact. That is a fact. Hit that like button on the way out. JD, I'll holler at you, my guy. Great show as usual, man. We out of here. Peace.